Hi everyone, Jana here. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about nature. This has been a year of lockdowns, social distancing, and staying indoors, which means a lot of us haven't been getting as much sun or nature as we should. Here, I'd like to discuss some alternatives if you haven't been able to spend as much time in nature lately. Your immune system and resilience to stress is strengthened when you spend time in nature. This includes strolls in the park, trips to the beach, hiking and biking, and more. But what if, due to lockdowns or other circumstances, you can't get outside? Here are some ideas to still get the benefits of nature, even if you can't or don't want to spend tons of time in public spaces right now. To start, you could become a plant parent and see if you like taking care of plants. It's as easy as finding out which plants suit your level of commitment, aka low maintenance plants versus some more complicated ones, and also understanding which plants would thrive in your home according to how much access to sunlight there is, where you want to keep them, and for many, which plants are more pet friendly. If plants are not an option for you or you just don't want the added responsibility, you can still get similar benefits from looking at images or videos of nature, especially with a lot of green space. Nothing beats getting outdoors and into nature, but it can help boost your mood to enjoy images and videos of nature daily if you're not getting out as much this year. Something as simple as a virtual walking tour outdoors, whether viewed on your phone, laptop, or VR set, can do wonders to improve your mood and overall well-being. I hope you found this reminder helpful and stay in the habit of connecting with nature in your own way. If you enjoyed this segment and would like more, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Thanks for listening.